It is 4:07 on Monday, and we're joined here in the studio now by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, who is getting ready, I assume, to deliver the State of the Town address, which is going to be coming up a week from tonight. Mayor Stevens, thanks for joining us.
1 week from tonight. Hello, Aaron.
And what's that? What's the town? State of the Town address going to entail?
Well, I think the name of the game right now is growth, and of course that's what's on people's mind in town, just like it is in Chapel Hill. People want to know what's the impact of growth going to have on the town character. So we're expecting a fair amount of development coming really right upon us here in Hillsborough, and just how we're managing that, you know, what do we expect it to do, where have we been in the last year, you know, what is it that we have going on now, and what do we expect in the coming year and the years to come. So that's that'll be the main focus. We're going to be at the Witted Building, which is a wonderful resource for of course it's part of where the Orange County Commissioners meet here in the county seat, and but that meeting space gets to be used by any number of groups and art groups, and we'll be using it for the State of the Town address next Monday.
And we've been talking about this, we've talked about this before, but growth is going to be a pretty significant thing in Hillsborough in the next year, in the next 5-10 years. And some of the numbers, sort of in historical context, aren't quite as striking, but just sort of taken out of historical context, it is pretty striking that the town is expecting to grow about 33% pretty soon.
Well, 30%, 36%, somewhere in that range. And, you know, that's non-trivial. And again, if we look at it historically, between 80 and 90, you know, that was probably about a 40% growth period, and 28% between 90 and 2000. A little bit less when the vibrancy grew in town between 2000 and 2010. Haven't seen so much in the first half of this decade, a lot of setbacks because of the 2008 economic kind of collapse that we had for a while, and but now things are booming, and there's a lot of catch up. And even though the percentages is the same, as a percentage of what we have now is a lot more people than a percentage of what was happening in 1980. So we're talking about a few thousand people. I like to believe we will do everything. We will be able to maintain a small town character, but there's no question that the number of people coming here is going to have an impact on what the lifestyle is here.
And I think that really is, we're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, by the way, I think that really is sort of the question, and certainly something that obviously Chapel Hill is facing, that sort of that contrast between, or that the difficulty of managing growth without losing the traditional small-town character, or at least transitioning into something that's equally good as the town continues to grow. And that's certainly the case with any town as it grows or changes or develops over time, and it's not a difficult that's avoidable. But what can, we're talking about the growth of population and the growth of just sort of town infrastructure and everything, what can people expect to see changing? It's not just putting up a subdivision here or a subdivision there and life goes on exactly the same everywhere else, but there are going to be changes going along with that, with town infrastructure and things like that. So how can we expect the town to change?
Well, you know, one thing I feel very proud about town government is we do a very, very good job of keeping up with infrastructure, of doing, we're not deferring a lot of maintenance, we're keeping up with roads. We've just opened up in the last year a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant. Let me tell you, hallelujah, we can all flush with confidence. We have a very good water treatment plant. We are paying a lot of attention to how much water we're using, and we've got some room for growth, not endless room, but we've got, we do have room for growth, and so how we're going to use water, we're using water much more efficiently now. In fact, we have designated this as Fix a Leak Week in in Hillsborough, and we're finding now that we're the amount of water that's unaccounted for. When 10 years ago, 20% of the water was just plain unaccounted for, and now it's a very small percentage in any given year.
How do we not account for 20% of the water? Is that just leaks gone unfixed? Or?
Yeah, well, wow. And major leaks, or I mean, you know, sometimes there are breaks or main breaks or things, but just it's just wasn't gone through the meters. This is how much water we sent out, and here's how much water we charge for, and what the difference is. And that was not atypical of towns. So that was probably on the high end of, you know, the bell-shaped curve. But, you know, within, you know, the one standard deviation, that was kind of the average. There's a lot of attention now to how we're going to conserve water. So the actual water use has been very, very steady, and per capita, if anything, has gone down. There's a natural trend to conserve water based on the relatively high cost of water in Hillsborough.
And that really goes to underscore just the extent to which, when it comes to sustainability of a town or an infrastructure or a water system or something like that, it's about town policy. It's also about just sort of daily habits and activities trying to conserve water, but it's also about things like maintenance, and that's something that town staff does. That's something that individuals ought to be doing as well. So what should, as we mentioned, it's Fix a Leak Week, so what is what should individuals
well,
ought to
you
be
know,
doing?
And I had this experience here that just a break in the line from my house to the water meter, and only noticed it when my water bill suddenly was double 1 month. But it's very easy to have a leak in your home, and sometimes this was a pipe. I don't know why it snapped, but it did. But sometimes just a leaking toilet, a faucet that's just dripping, a water pipe, or an outdoor faucet could be leaking, or you leave a hose on. Those are the things you want to check. And so we certainly know that water is not free. It is expensive. We're hoping we're not going to be raising the water rate this year, but we are going to lower what the minimum usage is. And so, you know, we certainly want to encourage people to conserve and use water wisely. And you will find on the town website there's a lot of information about what do you look for. And we encourage our water customers to just, you know, go take a time and check for, you know, how is your internal infrastructure in your homes, and you might prevent a major expense later down the road by just paying attention to those small leaks right now.
And again, the website is ci.hillsborough.nc.us if you want to head online and check out the town's website. Mayor Stevens, before we let you go, I know the State of the Town address is next Monday, and we'll talk about it more next week, presumably, as well. But where is it, and how can people hear it or see it?
Yes, certainly we encourage people. There's plenty of space to come out and listen to it live. I believe we'll probably, if you come a little bit early, we'll have various town staff there and departments, and there'll be a lot of information about what's going on in town in advance. The Witted Building is on Tryon Street, which is some people know as the old library, but it's a block and a half off Church Street, which is the main street. You can follow the wayfinding signs and pretty much find out where that is on the town website. But the address is 300 West Tryon Street. There's pretty good parking there, too, so that's not a problem. Go to the town website, and 7 p.m. Monday at the Witted Building. It'll be good to, and we will probably post the information about it later. Usually we videotape it and try to put up that information, but it's a nice time to see friends and neighbors, and we usually have a very good turnout. In particular, having this meeting room will give us a little more space, and so we're encouraging folks to come on out. And if the weather's anything like today, it'll be a nice night to just kind of stroll down the street and take a little walk around the historic district, and then pop in the Witted Building and watch the State of the Town, then just head on downtown or to West End and grab yourself a little food or a beverage or something.
Hoping so. Well, 1 week and about 2.5 hours from now, 7 p.m. in the Witted Building is the State of the Town address. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much for joining us.
Aaron, thank you.
All right. 416 here at WCHL. Going to take a quick break. Traffic and weather coming up next. And later on this half hour, stay by your phones and get ready to call in. We'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill's 3rd Annual Storybook Gala. That's coming up this Saturday. And coming up later on this hour, in maybe the next 10 or 15 minutes or so, we'll give you a chance to call in, win a pair of tickets to that. 417.
We asked several members of the